Now we are starting to psukim of Baruch Hashem. These are four psukim that are in three different places in Tehillim. The Rishayim explain that Avadram and others, that the reason why we say it is because these psukim were found after Sefer Tehillim, to say after them. And since we finished Sefer Tehillim over here, even though we didn't say the whole thing, but it's like a Gemar, a Siyam, they were found afterwards, and two of them are the ends of the second and third Sefer. Two of the places, it's three of the psukim, but two of the places at the end of the second and third Sefer. Therefore, we say these kapitlach over here, these psukim over here, at the end of the Hallel that we just said. Some Rishonim add that it's more than that, it's Ke'en Nebrocha Shalach, Reho on it, on the psukim de Zimro, on the Sefer Tehillim, that's why it's after Sefer Tehillim. And we say it over here also because it's like a Brocha after the Tehillim that we just said. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Besaysef brings B'Shem the Ma'am Mirotenberg in Siman and Aleph, that the places that it's mutter to be mafsik, the Emsa Pesukah de Zimra, like the first Shulchan Aruch, there's times that one's allowed to stop him, Pesukah de Zimra with a heter. Still, the Ma'am Mirotenberg was Nayik, that before he stopped with mafsik, he said these Pesukim of Baruch Hashem, and when he restarted, he said Baruch Hashem again. So it should be a Baruch HaLacharel. Before he was mafsik, and a Baruch HaLacharel from what it'll say, Lefanel, from what it'll say from there on. This was the Shita of the Maram Mirotenberg brought down in the Beis Yosef and the other Paiskim. The Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, they all bring it down. Now the first Pasuk we say is Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. So the Pshudish on Mikra is, and why we say it over here, is we're thanking Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. Forever. That he let us have the ability to finish saying Hallel. And the Venezra says, B'Shem, Hamayish HaSvardi, that that's the reason we say, because if you look at the Kapitel, it's not really talking about the best times in Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael over there, but the Kapitel is talking about, it's a very Shvar Kapitel. Kapitel Peites, where this is the end of. So why are we saying Baruch Hashem on it? So the one pshat that Eben Ezra says is because it's a Baruch Hashem that we were able to finish Hallel. It was written on the Sefer. That David, it wasn't really part of the capital, but it's like Tam V'Nishlam Sefer Hazeh Baruch or Toid L'Kal Aliyah, and that the Mechaber writes as Eben Ezra. So too at the end of this third Sefer, David HaMelech wrote Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. This is the third pshat in Eben Ezra, and it fits with similar to what we're saying till now. Now, the added point why we say these psukim over here, a monk says, is because we just finished explaining how incumbent and important it is us for to say Hallel, and the world has to say Hallel, and Shiur Tzitzit Shpokas to Hashem. So therefore, we start off with the psukim of Baruch Hashem L'Olam and Vayvarach David, because this has in it, well, this that we're supposed to, we just said that we're supposed to be doing. The Eben Ezra says two other pshatim, what it means, Baruch Hashem L'Olam, Amen V'Amen. The Eben Ezra says, one pshat is that it teaches us that the Yid says, Shir Zitishbachas to Hashem, not only when life is good, not only when everything is easy, but even in the hard times, we say Shir Zitishbachas to Hashem. Hisham Shalafohar says that we're saying that we're betuach, that everything that's coming that Hashem is doing, even though we don't see it, but everything that's good that's being done is to bring this, the bracha to Hashem, la'olam, as we said before, comes from the shorash of helam of hidden. That even when it's hidden from us, we say shiras and tishbachis to Hashem, we mevarach Hashem because we realize it's for the ultimate purpose, even though we don't understand it. Now we say amen v'amen. Amen has it. The mefarshim say three different definitions. Amen has it, a definition of kabbalah's devarim, like by a shvuah. Amen has it, a definition of affirming it, that we say Amen after a bracha. Mishal Shalor says it doesn't just mean believe that we believe it. Believe is belittling the word, because believe is not to take action, but Amen is when you're Ma'amin it, when you do something together with it, to show the belief, to make stronger the belief. And there's a third Amen, there's a type of a tefillah that it should be like that. So depending on the pshat in this pasuk, which two we're referring to over here and in the end of the kapitel also, when we're going to say amen v'amen. But in always, the mefarshim explained it means two out of the three, the two amens that we're saying refer to the two that are applicable depending on the pshat. Now we say Baruch Hashem le'olam. So we said the second pshat, and it means even in the hard times. So if that's the pshat, amen v'amen means amen. That it's a munah that even in the hard times we say Shir Tishbachas to Hashem, and it's a Kabbalah's Devarim. There's a third pshat in Eben Ezra that it means that we realize even in the dark that there will come a time of the Gula, and that's why we say Amen v'Amen. That it's more like the Tefillah pshat, that the Amen saying that it should come to the time that we're makir the Baruch Hashem la'olam. Now, Yemaisa Mashiach says the Rekech, it will be Baruch Hashem la'olam. And that's what it's more of a tefillah of this, that we say Amen v'Amen. Now, Amen, it's not just, even if it means that we're affirming it's true, it's not just like an MS, the Mepharshim explained, which means true. But Amen is much more than that. Amen is the Gematria, say the Mepharshim, of the Shemus of Hashem of Aleph Dalet, and of the Shem of Hashem of Aleph Dalet, and the Shem of Hashem of Yud, then Hey, then Vav, and after that another Hey. And the reason is that we're so machpid on the word Amen, the Vatala, Chatufa, Yisaimo. The Mepharshim explained is based on this, because Amen is the Shem of Hashem, as the Pasuk in Yishayah says, Elikei Amen. It's not just the word Emes, but it's Elikei Amen, and it's also the Gematrias of the Shemus of Hashem. It itself is a reference to the Hashem, besides the fact that it means that it's true. And that's the Chaymer of this word Amen. Now we say Baruch Hashem Mitzion. Hashem is Baruch Mitzion. Tzion is the fortification of David in Yerushalayim, where it refers to the Beis HaMikdash, like others. And we say Tzion and Shoich in Yerushalayim, Hashem who dwells in Yerushalayim, because the Iker Shechina comes from Tzion in Yerushalayim, and that's incumbent upon them the most, to Mivarach Hashem, as we said beforehand, because they're Makar at the most. They're the closest to Hashem, and they're the Bala Madrega refers to also, and therefore they do it the most. Now we say this even at a time when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, because the Shechina, says the Mepharshim, stays in Tzion in Yerushalayim at all times, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So even though this pasuk comes Kapitel Ayin Beis before Kapitel Pei Tes, but the Mepharshim explains it goes in order, because Baruch Hashem La'olam is a complete Hester. Baruch Hashem Yitzion and Tzion, they might be able to see some. There's somewhat of Hashem Hashchina and Tzion, and it might be able to be seen little flickers of it in this world. And we say Hallelujah. Then we say Baruch Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael Ois in the Flois Levadoi. The Hashem does in the Flois Levadoi by himself. So the Al-Shech explains this one way, the different Mepharshim explain it in a different way. The Al-Shech explains, because we said Tzion Yerushalayim refers to the Bali Madrega, that by them there's flickers. So one might think that Peshasa Hester, when a Tzaddik makes an ace, people might be Nesiachas to the Tzaddik, because it was Bo'al Yodoi. And then we say, don't make the mistake. It's Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael, that's Mashgiach Pratis with Klal Yisrael. He is Ois in the Flois Levadoi. The whole Nes comes from Hashem, the whole Flois comes only from Hashem, and from no one else. Others say that Ois Nefois Levadi, the Levadi refers to that Hashem created the world, Yom Echod. There was no Malachim, as Rashi brings from Chazal. Malachim only came on the Yom Sheni. But all the Mepharshim bring that this, that we say in Azinu, Rug, Kein Elikim Imadi, with Xeris comes from the Shemayim that there's no Malachim. So that's what it means, that the Nefois come Levadi at a time and at a place where Hashem is Levad even without Malachim. Now these Ois in the Flois is, the Mepharshim explained, in the Flois of every generation, Hashem that saves Klal Yisrael and Shivim Umos, Hashem that took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem that will make Nesim, Kimei Tzeisenim in Mitzrayim, we ran in the Flois, Los Alavi, that we should be Zaychet, B'mheiro, the Nesim Hashem will make, those are all Levadoi. Now the last Pasuk that we say is not the end of a Kapitel, it's not the end of a Sefer, I mean, it's not the end of the Sefer, but it's the middle of Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hey. We say Baruch Shem Kloidoi. Baruch is the name of the covenant of Hashem La'olam forever. So what is Shem Kloidoi? Some say it's referring to the name that's written, because that's La'olam forever, even in this world. V'yimalech Vaidoi. And Lasalavi will be Malik Hoides Kalaharetz, and will say the shame the way it's written, not the way that it's read. Amen ve'amen. And why is this? What's the hemshech of these two things? Of Imalich Hoides Kalaharetz? So the Yavetz is Akdama to Siddur explains that the reason why we don't say the Shem Hashem the way it's written now is because the Shem Hashem, or the way it's written, is not noticed in this world because it shows the Yichud Hashem. And right now it's Chasar in the realization, in the Akara in this world of the Yichud Hashem. People think there's other powers, people think that they can go against Hashem. And therefore we don't say the Shem Hashem the way it's written. But also love it will be Mali Chalaretz Kvaidoi. So we'll see less out at the Panimine, that there's no place that's not directly controlled by Hashem, and there's no place that's empty from the covenant of Hashem. It will be Malach Hoidah, Kol Haaretz. Then we could say the Shem Hashem the way it's written with the Yud and then the Hey. Amen ve'amen. And over here, the Amen, Kipshuta, refers to it's a tefillah. So one Amen refers to an Amen that we believe it's true, and we'll do our mekabel on ourselves to do the utmost to make it true, and it's a hiratzin that it should happen. The Yavetz says, just like by Saita Amiv Amiv means La'avar and Ahabah, so to over here it means La'avar and Ahabah. The Goyim brought down the Be'er Avram from his son brings that we say Baruch Shem Kvaydei La'olam is across all time. Yimali Kvaydei Kal Haaretz is across all space. So one Amen goes on the time and one Amen goes on the space. And that's why over here we say Amen V'Amen. Others say that Shem Kvaydei over here refers to the Shem Hashem because it's going on La Salavai. That Baruch Shem Kvaydei La'olam, the name of Hashem, the way it's written, will be La'olam. When will that be? At the time that it's Malach Kvaydei Kal Haaretz. At the time that we reach the ultimate Geula, that the covenant of Hashem is Malach Kal Haaretz. That's when it will be like that. Now, after we finish these psukim of Baruch Hashem, we go to the psukim of Vayivarech David, and the reason why we say Vayivarech David in Nes Yosher is the Mefarshim explained because the 15 Lashonos that we say in Yishtabach are all derived from Vayivarech David of Shira. The 15 Lashonos of Shira that I said in Yishtabach are all derived from Vayivarech David in Nes Yosher. Others say because we start off with Baruch Hashem, so we went to the bracha of David, and therefore we say the capital of Vayivarech David. Now there's a minhag to stand when you say Vayivarech David. Based on Kabbalah, the reason is because Vayivarech David is full of names of Hashem all over. There's a lot of things that are hidden in it that we don't know, as we explained many times. We might touch on drops of it throughout the shir, just what's brought down in the Niglo. But Vayivarech David, the Tzuruf HaOisis, and the Ramazim over there, it's very high chazachin in the Kabbalah, and therefore the chodesh we stand. This is the main reason that's brought down. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky had a different shot, and he says that the reason is because there's a minig brought from the Ari to give tzedakah by Moshe Ba'akov Milfanecha V'atam Moshe Ba'akov, and we're supposed to stand as Chazal tells us of Ne'ayse Mitzvah. So since people are walking around now to do a mitzvah giving tzedakah, therefore we stand up the chodesh of Mitzvah. Now getting to the Pshat in the capital, we say Vayivarech David as Hashem. David was Mevarech Hashem. Le'enei kol ha'kohol. So the Mefarshim ask, the Tshacharit should say Le'enei kol ha'kohol, Le'oznei kol ha'kohol. Why do we say Le'enei kol ha'kohol? So some Mefarshim would say that anything, any chush is always can be referred to in Teren Chazal as Ria, seeing. V'om roim esakhoilis, re'rech b'ni k'rech ha'sodeh. So when we have a chush that's strong, we say, seeing, therefore we say the Einei Kol HaKol. They heard it clearly, and therefore it was the Einei Kol HaKol. But others explain this much more than that. That David HaMelech says in Menucha Kedusha, said it with such a clarity, and he spelled it out, this that he's going to say, the Malos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shivus HaAdam, and everything comes from Hashem. That people visualized it, that's how clear it was to them. They didn't just hear it. But Teshmir Gedolah Maria is the greatest way of understanding, of having a kinyan in something. David HaMelech explained it out so well that they're able to visualize it. They're able to take from this for themselves because they knew it in the level of visualization. That's how well it was explained to them. And Mepharshim explained that the Chiddush over here is that David HaMelech was saying that the Gvura, Tiferes, Vanetzach, everything that he has as the king, his power, his authority, his wisdom, all comes from Hashem. And something that he might have been wanted to do privately, so people shouldn't know this, they should respect him as the person that he is, think that he has many positive attributes that are all his own. But David HaMelech, Le'enekol HaKol, in front of them, he was Paras HaDvarim Kesimlo Lefneim, that he spread it out in front of them and said, everything comes from Hashem. You should understand the same way I understand that everything we have comes from Hashem and all the gedulos tali in Hashem. Vayomer David, and David said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Avinu. So Avinu over here says in Mepharshim is going back on the Yaakov Avinu. And we say Yisrael Avinu, Yisrael our father. Why do we say Yisrael Avinu over here? So the Mishnah bring two reasons. Because Yaakov was the first one that made a neder, and therefore we're toiling every neder in Yaakov Avinu, as Rashi says, because Yaakov made a neder. Nadal Avi Yaakov. We're toiling in the dorm in Yaakov, because Yaakov made a neder. He was the first one that made a neder, and then brought it afterwards. When he went down to light, he made a neder to Hashem, called Shetiv Asar Son Eloch, and also said the Rishayim. Because Yaakov was the first one that wanted to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Ezekiem, Beis HaLikim, V'zeshah HaShemayim. So David over here, when the Om brought the Nedavis, as the Pesukim beforehand say, for the Beis HaMikdash. So they have in it the Kiyam HaNedarim of Yaakov Avinu. And the preparation for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the thing that Yaakov was the one that started. Therefore we mention Yaakov. Because he was the one, that the first in both of these aspects. And therefore we say over here, Yaakov. So Avinu goes back and Yaakov, that Yaakov who is Avinu, the soul of Avinu, me'olam v'adolam, forever and ever, meaning in olam hazeh, in olam habo, through all the helam as we explained, through all the hester, through all the hiddenness. And that's how it is. Now, why do we refer to Yaakov over here as Yisrael? Why don't we refer to him as Yaakov? So Sham Shofar Hirsch says that the name Yaakov comes from Kesarisa and the Kiva Anoshim Vatuchal, the Shilton, the Shlita over the Sar Shal Esav. The Sar Shal Esav is the Koyach Hara. That is what is referred to as Yisrael, the remnants of the Bittul Hara. When will it come that will be Baruch Shem of Hashem in the entire world? That will be Lasalavoy. That will be when there's the bittul of the Ra in the entire world. And therefore when we talk about this, we refer to the shame of Hashem of the shame of Yaakov of Yisrael, to say that it comes with the discourse of the bittul of Ra, forcing the Ra out, winning over the Ra, and doing the Tov, and that's what will bring the ultimate gula with the ultimate Tikkun HaBriah.